Looking for the best golf deal on the Central Coast? The 2026 SLO County Golf Card is here, and it's your ticket to play more golf for less all year long. For only $125, you'll unlock amazing benefits at Dairy Creek, Chalk Mountain, and Morro Bay Golf Course. But hurry, this offer is only on sale through January 1st. With your card, you'll enjoy $15 golf rounds every day after 12 noon, even on weekends at Chalk Mountain Golf Course, now through March 31st. And on Tuesdays, you can tee off for just $15 all day long. That's not all. You'll also receive a free round at Chalk Mountain, a free round at Morro Bay, a free nine-hole round at Dairy Creek, and a bonus free round on your birthday. So don't miss your chance to make 2026 your best golf year yet. Visit slocountygolf.com today and grab your Slo County Golf Card before January 1st.
I'm Taylor Bisciotti with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. The Colts have signed 44-year-old quarterback Philip Rivers to their practice squad, according to NFL Network insiders. Rivers last played in the NFL in 2020 with Indy and is one of 26 modern-era semifinalists for the Pro Football Hall of Fame class of 2026. The likelihood Rivers could actually play is very real, as Colts backup quarterback Riley Leonard is dealing with a grade 1 PCL strain, according to Ian Rappaport. His status for Week 15 is up in the air. Elsewhere, Bengals defensive end Trey Hendrickson had core muscle surgery on Tuesday, according to Rappaport. He should be fully recovered in about 6 weeks, but the surgery ends his 2025 season. And the first set of teams could solidify their playoff spots in Week 15. The Rams, Patriots, and Broncos could all clinch playoff berths with wins. New England can also clinch their division if they beat the Bills on Sunday. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
The best part of holiday gifting? Giving them something they'll use all year. During December deal drops at Lowe's, save $40 on select Craftsman V20 tools, now just $59. Plus, all rewards members get free standard shipping. Shop new December deal drops every week this month. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/10. While supplies last, free shipping excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Subject to change. Visit Lowe's.com/shipping terms for details.
COVID-19 has cast a spotlight on the stark inequalities that drive poverty. The poorest communities in the U.S. and around the world are suffering the most. Oxfam believes we can put systems in place to protect health and livelihoods in the future if we work together with dignity and compassion. Learn how you can help offer safety to the most vulnerable and fight for a more resilient future at OxfamAmerica.org. Sponsored by Oxfam America.
When you're ready to protect your home or office, JV Roofing is your best choice. JV Roofing has over 20 years of roofing experience, and you can count on them to show up. Whether it's a clay tile roof, metal, PVC, TPO, or shingles, they have you covered. And they're also certified in West Coast decks. Check out the website at jvroofingca.com or call them for a free estimate today. JV Roofing, family owned, licensed, and bonded. 805-674-1383.
Take that list and head on over to the most complete camping and clothing headquarters in the North County, DJ Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles. With a wide assortment of Carhartt jackets and vests, as well as lined flannel shirts and women's Outback jackets. And a D&J last-minute stocking stuffer, Levi's 501s, only $54.95. And, of course, gift certificates are available. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Wednesday, December 10th, 2025. I'm Kevin Will.
Police arrest tenant on Vine Street for vandalism and arson. Supervisorial candidate calls for resignation of Bruce Gibson. Details of these and other stories coming up. Plenty of sunshine today. Highs in the low 70s. It's 42 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. The Paso Robles Police Department received a report from a family on the 1400 block of Vine Street shortly after midnight on December 9th. The family reported that the upstairs tenant of their residence was yelling, breaking windows, and flooding the building. Officers attempted to contact the upstairs tenant, later identified as 55-year-old Michael Moogie of Paso Robles. Moogie refused to communicate with police and exit the building. Instead, he continued to throw items out of the upstairs windows and even started a small fire on the balcony that eventually fizzled out. Officers continued to watch until about 9:30 a.m., where Moogie once again began throwing items out of the window, refusing to speak with police, family members, or mental health specialists. Eventually, detectives obtained an arrest and search warrant for Moogie. With assistance from the Paso Robles Fire Department, officers made entry into the residence via an upstairs balcony at about 1 p.m. The police department says Moogie fled the building by jumping from the roof, injuring himself in the process. He was taken into custody and booked into the San Luis Obispo County Jail after receiving treatment from a local hospital. He was arrested for felony vandalism, arson, and resisting a police officer with violence. District 2 Supervisor candidate calls for resignation of Bruce Gibson. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. A San Luis Obispo County supervisorial candidate has called for the resignation of Supervisor Bruce Gibson. This came after Gibson announced on December 2nd that he has hired his wife, Sherry Gibson, as his legislative assistant. Sherry Gibson previously held this role from 2016 to 2019 before she retired. In addition to Sherry Gibson, Bruce Gibson announced that Jim D'Antona will also be working in his office. D'Antona is the CEO of the San Luis Obispo Chamber of Commerce, and he is the endorsed candidate by Gibson for the seat. Other District 2 candidate, Michael Aaron Woody, released a statement calling for Gibson's resignation, saying this is nepotism and cronyism. Aaron Woody's release says, quote, "Now every time Gibson and his wife or assistant go to Sacramento on their private plane, Washington, D.C., or any conference in the United States, SLO County taxpayers will be paying for their vacation and all expenses. This is disgraceful." Aaron Woody's statement also calls for an investigation into these appointments from the County District Attorney's Office, the California Fair Political Practices Commission, and County Human Resources. The debate regarding transgender students, locker rooms, restrooms, and sports once again returned to the Paso Robles School Board meeting last night. Two transgender students spoke out during public comment regarding the recent debate. Here's one of those students now.
The Notice of Non-Discrimination claims that our school prohibits programs and practices that encourage unlawful discrimination of any student. Mr. Enny, your endeavors to threaten this validity of this very statement. How can you claim to be working to support students when you are attempting to take direct action against them? When I say that I'd like to be seen as a human being, this is what I mean. I should be able to use the restroom at school and participate in sports without feeling like I'm out of place. Every student should be given equal opportunities and the freedom to lead their academic life in the way that they choose. I believe that we as a community can work to improve the education of citizens of Paso Robles. And most of all, I believe that this can be achieved without targeting the LGBTQIA+ students that call Paso Robles home. Thank you.
Another student spoke during a previous meeting about her experience with a transgender student in the girls' bathroom. She also gave her thoughts during this meeting.
Mr. Peterson also stated that there's no issue at the high school because his children and other board members' children have not mentioned anything. Hearing that as a student who has come forward and was incredibly discouraging, the experiences of students who speak up should matter at least as much as the assumptions based on someone else's child. I'm not here to fight. I'm here because students, girls and boys, deserve to feel safe, respected, and heard. I hope this board chooses to take that seriously. Thank you again, Mr. Enny, Mr. Castillo, and Ms. McCoy. Your support does not go unnoticed.
Trustee Enney did not attempt to motion for the resolution as he did previously, however, instead saying he will wait until after Christmas to bring the discussion forward again.
In the spirit of Christmas, so Jim can get out of here early, I won't discuss the resolution. But I would like, after Christmas, I would like us to revisit looking at designs of the bathrooms and the locker rooms. Because going forward, this problem's not going to go away. You're going to have two groups that are in conflict. And if that's the way of the future, if we're going to have a gender fluid society, then we need to rethink, you know, traditional bathrooms and locker rooms. So I'll bring that back after the new year. Besides that, have a blessed Christmas.
The next informal meeting with Paso Robles Joint Unified School District Superintendent Jennifer Loftus will be held this Friday, December 12th at 8 a.m. in the district boardroom. The coffee chat event is part of a series of monthly meetings to allow for an open, welcoming space for conversation between district leadership and the community about priorities, initiatives, and ongoing efforts to support students and families. The meeting will again be held this Friday, December 12th at 8 a.m. in the district boardroom, 800 Niblick Road. The County Sheriff's Office Christmas Bicycle Giveaway will be held this morning at 9 at the Sheriff's Honor Farm, 880 Oklahoma Avenue, San Luis Obispo. Since 1989, the Sheriff's Office hosts this event, promoting the holiday season by giving away refurbished bicycles to children in need in San Luis Obispo County. The bikes are donated by the community and refurbished by Sheriff's Honor Farm inmates. The Sheriff's Office also receives assistance from the Sheriff's Advisory Foundation, Bike Slow County, the Sandlot Group of San Luis Obispo, Waste Connections, and the County of San Luis Obispo Health Agency, alongside the police departments of Cal Poly, San Luis Obispo, and Paso Robles. In sports for the NFL, on Thursday, the Falcons will face the Buccaneers. Triple header for KPRL on Sunday. We'll have the Raiders and Eagles in the morning, then the Packers and Broncos in the afternoon, and finally the Vikings and Cowboys game in the evening. In the NBA, yesterday, the Magic beat the Heat 117-108, the Knicks over the Raptors 117-101. Tonight, the Lakers will face the Spurs, the Suns will go against the Thunder. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:17. Now it's time for California News.
California headline news. State Attorney General Rob Bonta says he's reconsidering a run for governor after previously saying he'd stay out of the race. He says he's getting strong encouragement to join an already crowded field, but has not yet made a decision. The Bay Area rattled by dozens of small earthquakes over the last month, the latest hitting Monday, with most of them in San Ramon, close to the Calaveras Fault. USGS seismologist Anne-Marie Balte says swarms of quakes are typical for the area.
It's nothing really to be alarmed about. It can be very disturbing if you're feeling these earthquakes, and these swarms can go on for a few days, so we may expect to have more shaking.
And a man who says he was painting crosswalks to make them safer has been arrested and cited for vandalism in L.A.
This is really so bad, so immoral, so dangerous, such a liability risk. If they make that clear to the public, we will stop.
Jonathan Hale says he's doing this to protest for safer streets and for better government. I'm John Gilliland, and you're listening to California Headline News.
Never have I ever called my sister from the finish line of my first marathon.
Hello?
You won't believe where I am.
Are you running?
Mile 26. I'm gonna make it.
Switch to T-Mobile's 55 Plus plan and get iPhone 16e with its advanced camera system on us. Plus, two lines for just $30 a line.
Guys, I can't believe it.
I knew you could do it, babe.
That was amazing. Mom, how do you feel?
I feel great. I can't feel my feet. Let's take a picture, and then you may carry me to the car.
Share every stride, every mile, every memory on America's best network. Switch to T-Mobile's 55 Plus plan and get iPhone 16e on us and two lines for just $30 a line.
With 24 monthly bill credits and two eligible port-ins on Essentials 55 Plus for well-qualified customers with autopay, plus taxes, fees, and $35 device connection charge. Credits end and balance due if you pay off early or cancel. Contact us. Finance agreement 128 gigabytes, $599.99 required. Best mobile network in the U.S. based on analysis by Ookla of Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H2025. Visit T-Mobile.com.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants. The plans I draft include lifelong subtrusts for kids, which protect them from creditors, predators, divorce, and maybe themselves, depending on control. You can even incentivize postmortem transmission of values you care about. But that works better if you get buy-in now. Holiday meals are the perfect time to adopt, implement, and refine your family mission statement. If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105 or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.TV.
KBRL News continues at 8:20. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Increasing demand for lamb, possibly driven in part by consumers seeking alternatives to beef amid record high prices, has led to higher earnings this fall for lamb producers. The national lamb slaughter value, or the price that producers receive for a lamb before processing, topped $2.25 per pound in the third quarter, compared to about $1.70 in the first half of 2025. When beef becomes expensive, some consumers switch to lamb, boosting its demand and, in turn, its price, said Megan Wortman, executive director of the Colorado-based American Lamb Board. However, lamb prices are more directly influenced by factors like its own supply and demand dynamics, the higher cost of production, and seasonal patterns. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced, locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Wednesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced, locally owned body shop. Weather brought to you by K. John Jewelry Company, having a massive inventory liquidation sale now through December 24th, making way for their Cajon's designs coming in the new year. 5255 El Camino Real, Atascadero. Sunny skies today with highs in the low 70s, east-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the mid-30s, east winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the low 70s, east-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Friday, mostly sunny on Saturday and Sunday, partly cloudy Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Low 70s Friday, upper 60s Saturday, mid-60s Sunday and Monday, upper 60s Tuesday, 69 a week from today. Currently it is 45 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by K. John Jewelry Company, liquidating their entire inventory through Christmas Eve, making way for their new K. John's collection. 5255 El Camino Real, Atascadero. KPRL News Time is 8:22.
Now through mid-January, enjoy the garden lights and winter nights at Sunken Gardens in downtown Atascadero. Thousands of sparkling lights amongst the beautiful deodar cedar trees will place you in a holiday paradise. Experience the downtown as it sparkles with a variety of entertainment options, boutique shops, eateries, and drink establishments all within walking distance. Garden lights and winter nights at Sunken Gardens in downtown Atascadero. Learn more at visitatascadero.com.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Maria Bartiromo, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The Federal Reserve's meeting wraps up today at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. A 0.25% cut in short-term rates is expected, though Wall Street will be closely watching Fed Chair Jerome Powell's comments on the economy. Oracle shares are flat. It reports earnings after the Wall Street close today. American Express is reporting encouraging signs about spending as the holiday shopping season officially kicked off. From the week before Thanksgiving to Cyber Monday, Amex says U.S. consumer retail spending was up 9%. And among its platinum customers, spending was up 13%. Pet owners are still splurging. Online pet products company Chewy reported a higher profit and revenue in its latest quarter, and it's picking up more customers. Chewy shares are up 3%. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola. Invested in you.
I'm Alpine skier Michaela Schifrin. I've won the most World Cup ski races in history. But what does success mean to me? Success means discipline. It's teamwork. It's the drive and passion inside of us. And it's why Stifel is one of the fastest growing global wealth management firms in the country. If you're looking for success, surround yourself with the people who will get you there. If you're an advisor or investor, choose Stifel, where success meets success.
Stifel Nicholas & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult a financial advisor before making any investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Are you buying or selling property? Your real estate agent is the key figure in all real estate transactions. We asked Gabby Romo, why choose you?
One of the things is the broker that I'm with, Central Coast Sotheby's International Realty. The name in and of itself, Sotheby's. It's a brokerage that is quality. It's a brokerage that provides value. It's a brokerage that provides clients first. One of the things that separates us from others is we're always there for a client, whether it's a holiday, whether it's 7 p.m., or whether it's 5 a.m. It could be a phone call, it could be a text, it could be an email, letting them know where they're at. We're going to address them first and foremost.
Go with Gabby. Gabby Romo Realty, serving the Central Coast. Gabby, what is the best way to contact you?
Gabby at GabbyRomo.com. G-A-B-Y at GabbyRomo.com.
Hi, it's Casey, the market manager. The Templeton Farmers Market is at the Templeton Park on Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. In season, we have strawberries, leafy greens, avocados, oranges, winter squash, honey, meat, flowers, and so much more. You can even get fresh pressed juice, bread, bagels, coffee, and tamales. If you can't make it Saturday, swing by another North County Farmers Market in Baywood on Mondays, Paso Robles on Tuesdays, and Atascadero on Wednesdays. We are open, rain or shine, unless weather conditions are too dangerous. Check out our social media for day of updates.
Attention! At K. John's Jewelry Company, everything must go. Rings, necklaces, bracelets, earrings, possibly even Fred's leftover lunch in the break room. We're clearing it all out. Bring your wallets. Bring your friends. Bring snacks. This is not a drill. We're clearing out all our designer jewelry to make room for our brand new, totally original K. John's designs in the coming year. That's right. All our beloved designer pieces at true liquidation prices as a thank you to the community that supported us for generations. Wait. Real discounts, you may ask? Not ho-ho holiday markups disguised as deals? Nope. Real discounts. December 2nd through Christmas Eve, K. John's Jewelry Company, where we've always priced fairly, but now we're pricing fairly ridiculously.
Alrighty, we're just 2 weeks away, but you still have time to make the house inside and out look beautiful, and that's Aaron King at Slow Holiday Lights. He's right here in the North County, bringing you your holiday decor to light. Call him for an estimate, 805-464-7689.
Do you know someone that's working on redoing their yard? Steve Schmidt Topsoil has gift certificates for the do-it-yourselfer in your life. They deliver DG, road base, planter mix for the garden, and products for erosion control for cooler, wetter weather. Give the gift of a beautifully landscaped home. Call Steve Schmidt Topsoil, 805-237-0174, or stop by the Little Red Caboose off the 101.
Greetings, everyone. Jim with Roosters Firearms here. We're continuing to receive new handguns that have made it to the state roster. Kel-Tec 9mm handguns are the newest addition, and we have two in different colors arriving any day, along with the much-awaited Walther 9mm handguns. I also want to give you a sneak preview of the newest line of hunting rifles we will be carrying. We are in the final stages of becoming a dealer for Fierce Firearms. If you're in the market for a high-grade, premium hunting rifle, check out their website. We have already sold several of their rifles, and customers' reviews are excellent. My son Tristan is spearheading the partnership with Fierce Firearms, and he will soon have more details to share with our customers. So keep your ears tuned for the next upcoming radio ad.
Hi, this is Terry. It's time to go shooting. We have ear and eye protection, bags and slings, holsters and cleaning kits, and cool shirts, because you need to look good on the range too. We have everything you need as a beginner shooter and as a competitive shooter. Everything you need is at Rooster's Firearms at 98 South Main Street in downtown Templeton.
Chronicles of the West is brought to you by Rooster's Firearms at 98 South Main Street in historic downtown Templeton. Give them a shot. You'll be glad you did.
This is Dakota Libsay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. The growth of the Old West was the result of the risks taken by men of vision. The subject of today's story is a man who took risks throughout his life. Nelson Story was born in Ohio in 1830. When he was 20, he accompanied a military column out west. Nelson got sick during the trip and was left behind at Fort Laramie. Eventually, he ended up in Montana, where he did some gold mining. In 1866, Nelson went to Fort Worth, Texas, and bought approximately 1,000 longhorns with the objective of doing something no one had ever done before, driving them up to Montana. Fighting the elements in Sioux on December 9, Nelson arrived at Virginia City with the first longhorns ever seen in Montana. Nelson sold the cattle at a huge profit, but he kept some of the best for breeding stock. Within 3 years, he was the leading stockman in Montana. Eventually in 1892, Nelson contracted to sell 13,000 head of beef, one of the largest contracts ever let for cattle. Nelson next turned his attention to, of all things, steamboating. He decided there ought to be an easy way to transport people and goods from St. Louis to Montana. So he developed a fleet of steamships that navigated the Missouri River. In 1876, he picked up 200 horses from California. Before long, he had as many as 1,300 horses, for which again, he found a ready market. Before long, Nelson Story, this young man who hitched a ride to come out west, was one of the greatest entrepreneurs of the Northern Plains. With palatial homes in Bozeman and Los Angeles, Nelson Story lived to the age of 88, spending the last years of his life helping others. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
We see you sitting there, daydreaming about a place where infinite horizons mean more freedom. Well, at Chumash Casino Resort, we're giving away over $500,000 in cash and prizes. Everything you need to find yourself elsewhere. Drawing Sundays in December. Need more details? Visit ChumashCasino.com. And hey, welcome to freedom.
Must be present to win. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, get in here. They're about to kick off.
I'm coming.
Boy, this streaming isn't very good. What kind of internet you got?
Satellite. This happens all the time. I'll go up on the roof and fix it. Hold my beer.
You think that's a good idea?
I got this.
Okay, so that's a bad idea. But if you live in a rural area and your internet connection isn't what it should be, it's a good idea to get Ranch Wi-Fi. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with small town customer service. Let Ranch Wi-Fi deliver fiber optic connections wirelessly that'll get you connected and keep you connected so you can stay in the game with the internet speed you need. They also have no data limits and no contracts, so you don't have to suffer with DSL or satellite. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with hometown customer service for the entire Central Coast, especially in rural areas. Get connected fast.
Call Ranch Wi-Fi 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast.
Local news update brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center, your home for wood, gas, pellet stoves, and fireplaces. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero. The debate regarding transgender students, locker rooms, restrooms, and sports once again returned to the Paso Robles School Board meeting last night, with several students speaking out on both sides regarding the issue. At the end of the meeting, Trustee Kenny Enney said he will wait until after Christmas to bring the discussion forward again and agendize an item. The Paso Robles Police Department received a report from a family on the 1400 block of Vine Street shortly after midnight, December 9th. The family reported that the upstairs tenant, 55-year-old Michael Moogie of Paso Robles, was yelling, breaking windows, and flooding the building. After hours of refusing to talk or cooperate with police, Moogie attempted to flee from officers entering the building by jumping from the roof. He was booked into the San Luis Obispo County Jail after receiving treatment. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today, highs in the low 70s, it's 46 degrees. Local news update brought to you by The Stove and Spa Center, your home for wood, gas, pellet stoves, and fireplaces. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm CJ Pop. Ukraine's President Zelensky saying today his officials will hold talks today with U.S. counterparts on issues of post-war reconstruction and economic development as part of a wider plan for peace with Russia. Zelensky adds the broader 20-point framework for a peace plan would be delivered to the U.S. in the near future. The first major push to energize Republicans delivered by President Trump last night in Pennsylvania.
I have no higher priority than making America affordable again.
Fox's Mark Meredith, the White House.
He said the economy is top of mind and that he believes things are better now than they were a year ago.
Many dread going to the airport. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy wants to change that.
We're open to any ideas that airports have to make the experience better.
His secretary earlier on Fox and Friends. America's listening to Fox News.
This Friday, 5 to 9 p.m., Atascadero Sunken Gardens and the entire downtown will be transformed into a magical winter wonderland. With over 70 tons of snow, a massive snow slide, a snow pile area, Joe's Little Train, a bungee jump, face painting, along with live music and dance performances. And of course, a special visit by Santa. Shop downtown merchants and over 50 craft and food vendors. Winter Wonderland, this Friday, 5 to 9 p.m. Details at visitatascadero.com.
This is Sunny from the Floral Parlor. Have you ever wondered why memorial flowers are chosen from a book? It seems so impersonal. Your loved one was one of a kind. Their celebration of life should be just as unique. Whether they were a rugged cowboy or a sweet grandma who loved tulips, we take the time to learn about their life and create floral designs that tell their story. Let the Floral Parlor create something special within your budget that adds value to their remembrance. The Floral Parlor in downtown Paso Robles.
I think I heard you coming.
Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers welcomes Heather Bordan to its team of commercial property casualty professionals. With more than 20 years of experience, Heather can design insurance solutions that protect your business. Whether you're a contractor, winery owner, farmer, rancher, or manufacturer, Heather is the right person to survey your needs and develop innovative solutions to protect your most important asset. Contact Heather today, 805-540-3900, or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week, including Christmas and New Year's Day. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery, call 805-238-9229. Happy holidays from Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. They are the replacement window master. Sunny today, low 70s. Clear tonight, overnight lows in the mid-30s. Then we'll do low 70s again for you Thursday, Friday. Why not? Sure, low 70s. Then Saturday, upper 60s, mid-60s Sunday and Monday. Back to upper 60s Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. Today's UV index will be 2. Up and down, 7:03 a.m., 4:51 p.m., and we are at 46 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, sliding or swinging doors with features like doggy doors built right in. Coming up this afternoon, Eric's in for Karen. She will be back tomorrow, and he'll have on Paso Robles City Councilman Chris Bausch. Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of Speech brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing. Call them, 805-466-6188. We are on the backstretch, headed for home, 238-5775, which you can text that number, 238-KPRL.
Every time I see you looking my way, baby, baby, can't you hear
the morning exchange?
In the park or walking down the highway, baby, baby, can't you hear
the morning exchange?
When you move up closer to me, I get a feeling that's ooh-wee.
KPRL.
And to the phone line we go. Good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. You know, I got a little concern. I know you remember that there was an accident on 46 and Golden Hill, correct?
Which one are you talking about?
I'm talking about the one where the gentleman was from Bakersfield and the person that was killed was from here in Paso Robles.
Well, the person driving was legal. He shouldn't have been driving, so I would not call him a gentleman, but you can.
Okay. The person that was the illegal that was driving that car was unlicensed. And what it irritates me is that after 3 days, he was released from the county jail instead of held by ISIS. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, I'm not sure about what the cause of the accident was. Was he on the phone? Was it because of the fog? Was it because of high speed? But as far as I'm concerned, it was manslaughter, okay? And I just really kind of a little concerned about the fact that they released him, and you know that this guy's not going to make it to court. You know that he's not. I mean, I'd put money on that. And, you know, it's really hard to support Dan Dow when he's, you know, not overseeing things like this. You know, it seemed like back when Nancy Woodrum was killed by an illegal immigrant, it took, several of us calling on the radio and doing a variety of different things to get him just to admit the fact that this guy that killed her was an illegal immigrant. And what? Guess what? Once they busted him, we haven't heard a thing about him going to court or what the end result was with him. So my concern is, you know, that they released him after 3 days, and you know he's not going to make it into court. And this rental company that rented this truck to a person that didn't have a driver's license should be held responsible as well. Anyway, that's my thought.
Okay, so he rented a truck from the company, and you're saying...
Without a driver's license, yes.
Okay, now, my understanding, when you say he didn't have a driver's license, right?
Correct.
Okay.
That's what the news said.
All right, now, I came across somebody who had their license pulled. However, they still had it physically. So, is that possible?
Yeah, well, the way I interpret this is that if I had a rental company that provided vehicles to licensed drivers, I would have a procedure available to determine whether or not a person really had a license or didn't have a license. Just like when you were 19 years old and you borrowed your buddy's driver's license to get in and drink beer, they had someone there that was checking to verify whether or not that was you or not on that license. And I think that if you're selling, if you're renting trucks out to people that are supposed to have license, you better be sure that they have them. And this guy didn't. And he killed somebody. So,
well, that goes back to my question. When you say he didn't have it, did he have it on him physically?
Well, I don't know that. I know that the police said that he was not licensed.
Here's my example. I had a guy that used to work for us. and his license was taken away. But he still had he's physically had the license on him. Well, his license wasn't, he was told he couldn't drive.
Yeah.
But he physically had his license. So, because part of the requirement, you know, for this, in this situation was the person needed to have a driver's license because they needed to go see clients and so forth. And
yeah, this is
when I learned it. So the guy, he pulled a fast one on me because, you still got your license. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
When in fact, he was told that he shouldn't be driving or can't drive.
Yeah, I understand that. It would be like me creating an FBI ID and run around and tell everybody, showing my ID to everybody, telling them I'm part of the FBI. And I believe that if I rented trucks that required license, just showing me your license is not going to be sufficient. There's an 800 number, I think, that they have to verify whether or not a person had, if you're a company, whether you have a valid license or you don't have a valid license. And I think it goes through the DMV. I'm not sure, but that's what I had heard. So the bottom line is that, the truck company should be held, responsible for ensuring that people that they're renting the trucks to are not people without driver's license that work for the cartel. And I'm kind of curious what was in that truck that he had I know he lived in Bakersfield, so maybe, he did have a legitimate product, but maybe he didn't. I'm not sure. But I know he didn't have a license. And I think the company should have ensured that he had a valid license. And that's my point. But, no, my point is, Dan Dow, what are you doing releasing this guy after 3 days? Because you know he ain't going to make it to court. There we go.
Well, and I don't know if, like the big rental car companies, I don't know if they have a database that they can go into when you give them your identification that could say whether, hey, this person's good, this person's not.
Yeah, well, I'd hate to see, find out that they don't have a process to identify whether people, because then anybody can just, that they can get phony IDs for $100 all day long. So
one of the things that is unfortunate, and I understand it to an extent because of the amount of work, is that we don't hear much on, whether it's this or any other or most other fatal accidents. We don't get a lot of details in anymore.
End results, you mean, and what happens with the...
Yeah, I mean, we'd certainly like to know what happens to this person who shouldn't have been on the road to begin with, the circumstances, et cetera, et cetera. I think the public needs to be aware of this, particularly when they're illegals.
I agree. I agree 100%. And the point that I've, and I like Dan Dow, and I want to support Dan Dow, but I'm wondering, we've been experiencing a lot of incidents where, he's not really making the decisions that, we put him in place to make. And this would be exactly one of them. I don't like the idea that he's been released after 3 days. I also don't like the idea that when they go through the whole process of capturing somebody like the burning buildings in Templeton, and then all of a sudden we hear nothing about what the due process is, that's disturbing to me. And I think it's disturbing to a lot of other law-abiding citizens that say, guess what, that was wrong. We want to see how our due process works and what the end result is of that due process.
Well, particularly in the Templeton one, because of the outpouring from the community to help the family. And then all of a sudden, like you said, boom, everything disappears. We don't know anything.
Yeah, and it has to do because they're juveniles, and I believe that, you know, you're accountable for any misbehavior that you do, whatever age you are. And, you know, I think there's some consideration because of age, but it just doesn't go away just because you're under 18 years of age.
No.
Anyway, that's my thought.
I disagree with you on the age, because, and this comes from the left, and thank them for this. They have pushed the level of kids being able to make decisions on what they are, male or female, and what kind of, maybe surgical procedures they've had. They've lowered that card over the course of the years. So I want anybody who gets arrested and causes the taxpayers to pay money, because the response is money, their names should be released. And as I've said for years, I want to know who's living next to me if they're lighting fires.
I agree. I agree 100%. And what my statement was I said that they should be, it should be considered because of their age. In other words, I'm not saying that they shouldn't be disciplined or the process should be eliminated because they're younger. I'm saying that there should be some consideration in regards to when we were all kids once, okay? And I don't believe that we should be, hung from the local tree. Just, you know, if you're a youngster and you do something wrong, we should consider their age as well, but not allow them to get away with it. And well, that was what my concern was in regards to the Templeton, and that I believe that they've gotten away with this, and I'm not real happy about it.
Well, one is, when we say that, we were all kids once. Yes, we were. However, and this is not grouping everybody, but the kids now are a lot more violent than the kids were in the 50s, 60s, 70s, even the 80s. So I think progressing, but as that happens, I think society needs to adjust. And to my point, and somewhat yours, then we need to come down harsher on them. And the accountability needs to be more severe, because as we're seeing society be a little bit more brazen, shall we say, people aren't afraid of the consequences. So why not increase the consequences?
I agree to in part in that we are a creativity of our environment, and we do react according to our experiences in life. And I believe that what you said in regards to people be more violent now, I agree 100% in that. You've noticed it in all of these, school bombings and things that are occurring now that would have never happened like that in the 50s. But hey, we are a society that's become a violent society, and you can see the way that we drive our vehicles, the way that we behave when we're out in the communities, with little regard for each other. I'm hoping that there can be some adjustment down the road, but,
well,
we are what we are.
I don't see that adjustment happening. I don't. So, all right, well, nice conversation.
All right,
take care. Bye. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Hey, just a minute ago, I drove past a relic from the past about things like this. It was called the Boys' School.
Okay.
No, that's the thing. Whatever happened to this? I mean, I can remember. I've known a few people over the years that had to go to places like that, and they were just essentially miscreants, and not necessarily even a violent crime. They were just, causing more trouble than they should have.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's...
So we don't have anything like that anymore, do we?
Not to my knowledge, no.
No. Yeah.
So you think...
Go ahead.
You think it's a good idea?
Well, you talk about consequences. And it seems to me there needs to be some. I don't know exactly what it is. I'm no expert in this, and I don't know what the recidivism rate or what these kids got out of going to the boys' school for a while. But maybe it doesn't need to be something as severe as the, quote, boys' school. But there are ways to give consequences for things like that.
Well, I don't think we'll see that in the state of California.
No. Well, it's like, you know, we grew up both in a time where, yeah, if you did something out in town, I mean, yeah, you might get punished for it, but wait till you get home. That was 10 times worse.
Right.
I don't think it's that way anymore.
No, it's, well, maybe in some families, but not overall. You know, again, let's just take something simplistic as school. You know, we've heard this. Was there any point in your life, and let's go back 20 years, did you think that kids can stand up in the classroom and tell a teacher to go F themselves?
It never would have been, I don't know, 20 years ago maybe, but certainly not 40 years ago.
No.
But they might have done it, but there might have been some consequences, and I don't know if there's even consequences for that now.
Very little. They've changed the rules in schools regarding suspensions and so forth because apparently people of certain skin colors have a propensity to be suspended more. So we've loosened the rules, or we have made the discipline less severe because it's not fair.
Yeah. Well, I always love that fair. I mean, what about the other 20 kids in the classroom that want to learn something?
They don't matter, just like the kids, the guys that want to pretend they're girls and go in the girls' bathroom or play their sports. It doesn't matter about the others. It's only about these selfish people.
Yeah. Well, that was the thing about consequences. I mean, at home, you know, depending on what you were into. I mean, if you did something really stupid, there went Little League Baseball. Or there went your car. I mean, my folks didn't mess around too much. I didn't do anything like that. I never would have thought about it.
Well, but probably because the example was set either within the household or somebody you knew that, hey, if you do this, or if I do this, hey, my parents may say I can't drive my car or play baseball, you know, or whatever it was. But also, you can remember, many of us do, that you would have to stay after school.
Oh, yeah.
You'd have.
Yeah, but I did that a couple of times.
You'd have detention, or even, you know, severe, not, this isn't necessarily discipline, but you would be left back if you weren't cutting mustard. You would repeat.
Yeah, well,
you would repeat
that's
the grade.
That's often another issue, and, you know, I don't know how. That's a whole other thing about education, but I was talking about behavior, though, and there were consequences.
Well, I you're right, it's about education, but I think it ties in with society in general on what we've done and our approach to handling people that don't want to do the work, the people that want to disrupt, et cetera, et cetera. This isn't, it carries over into the school because, you know, a kid that thinks they can stand up and tell a teacher to F off, that's not just a school issue, that's a societal issue.
Yeah, and I bet their parents are so proud.
Well, they probably come from parents who will say, my kid doesn't do that, that's not true, they must have been, you know, they come up with an excuse, you know, so, there you go. All right, we're done.
Good deal, thanks.
All right, take care. Okay, let's see here. No, I can't use this because I think I may have it for trivia tomorrow. But on this day in 1915, the 1 millionth Ford automobile rolled off the assembly line at Ford Motor Company. Okay, I don't know. They don't have the price of it, but they've sold a few more cars since then. And the first Toys for Tots campaign was organized this day in 1947 out of all places, Los Angeles, California. How about that?
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
The next informal meeting with Paz Robles, Joint Unified School District Superintendent Jennifer Loftus, will be this Friday, December 12th at 8 a.m. in the district boardroom. District 2 candidate for San Luis Obispo County Supervisor Michael Aaron Woody has called for the resignation of Supervisor Bruce Gibson. This comes after Gibson has hired his wife, Sherry Gibson, and his endorsed successor, Jim D'Antona, to work for him in his office. Aaron Woody calls this nepotism and cronyism. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today, highs in the low 70s, it's 48 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, sound off. Eric's in for Karen. She'll be back tomorrow, and he'll have Chris Bausch on. Enjoy your day. Thanks for everything. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep that cash local, and continue to live as free Americans. How about that? This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service.
County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.